And welcome back to the Sign Green Show. I'm Sign Green. I want to make sure everybody is comfortable and sitting, like, tight in your seats, because you're about to be taking on a really, like, wild ride right now. If you want to find me, it's at Sign Green Show on Twitter. If you want to also check me out on Facebook, you most certainly can. It's Sign Green Show Media. And you can check out SignGreenShow.com. Yes, that's SignGreenShow.com. And you can also find me on WGNplus.com. Thanks to the Tribune Company for that. Got a jam-packed show for you today, and I'm gonna get it started right now. No need for like a really long introduction, because you know the name when I mention Dennis Hoff, American brothel owner, entrepreneur, and restaurateur, and owner of the Bunny Ranch. He's on with me right now. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Well, you know what? I'm just having a great, great summer. I got the famous Chrissy Summers on the other line.
Oh, how you doing, Chrissy?
I'm good. How are you? I just got out of the bathtub.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's good. Got to keep it clean. Got to keep it clean.
Always. I'm all about hygiene, so.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, she was a University of Michigan cheerleader, so she wasn't too far away from you.
You know what? One thing I definitely wanted to ask you about, Dennis. All right, I'm reading CNBC, and I see that you're considering running for Harry Reid's seat. Is that true?
Well, yes, we have an exploratory committee, and that's out looking into all the ramifications of it, the goods and the bads, and some of the uglies. And I just think it's time. You know, we had the biggest tax hike in Nevada's history, 150 years. And just recently, 81% of Nevada voted against this tax, and the government put a different name on it, spray painted it something else, and talked to all the legislatures into passing it. So we're getting involved in politics. We hate it.
Yeah, I mean, one thing about politics, and I think Donald Trump is finding this out the hard way, is one thing when you are not in the politics and, you know, you're not running for office, and you say certain things you don't really have, like, big ramifications for saying what's on your mind. And Donald Trump is finding out, hey, you know, you can't just say whatever you want without offending people and losing money and or sponsors behind that. So are you prepared to have that kind of scrutiny upon you?
Absolutely. And you know what, I got the gist of what Donald Trump was saying, and he was right, but his wording, just his delivery, was just terrible. And look what it cost him. It cost him $50 million so far. And it's liable to cost him more. You know, Macy's threw out his stuff, and just all these big companies are just saying, bye-bye, Donald.
Yeah, so, all right, so when you run, what's going to be your campaign platform?
Well, I'm thinking a chicken in every pot and a chick on every lap. What do you think?
I'm with that. I'm totally with you on that. Now,
I think, on a serious note, it's time for a businessman to be in office. You know, we're all tired of these guys, these long-term political guys, and all they want to do is keep their job. They say and do anything they want, and they need somebody that'll stir it up a little bit, like Donald. I mean, I some of the stuff he says, I'm just like, yeah, let's close off this border and get a good way to take care of not only the nearly 20 million Latin Americans that are here, but let's close that border off and do it in an orderly manner. So that makes sense, it's just all in how you say things.
Yeah. Now, one thing I want to ask you about, let's say you win, and I'm going to say when you win. So when you win and you go off to Washington to take care of business down in Washington, and you have the Bunny Ranch and you have your restaurants you need to run, are you going to give up the Bunny Ranch in order to be a senator?
No, I would just take and let Madam Suzette, who's on all the licenses anyway, you know, I've been prepping for this for a long time, so Madam Suzette is on all the licenses at the brothels as the heir apparent, so I'm just going to let her run things and and I can do things from a distance. You know, I can be there. I could be there just like Harry Reid. He lives in a penthouse at the Ritz-Carlton. He has his Geritol delivered by room service. That don't sound too bad to me.
Now, one thing definitely that was on my mind when I actually, you know, when I read all this, and I'm like, this is amazing. This is something I want to see. Are you prepared for like debates? Do you have anybody endorsing you? How's that coming along? Do you get any key endorsements yet?
Well, it's a little early for that. I think that we're just looking around and making sure that we really, really want to do this. But I'll tell you what, if I could just get everybody in Nevada to buy my book, The Art of the Pimp by Judith Regan, I would get elected, because when you read it, it makes sense. I'm a businessman that gets it. I'm able to run a business where I can't advertise it and still be successful. During this terrible depression that we had, where the brothel business was off 50 to 70%, gaming was off 30%, liquor was off way off, my business wasn't off at all. So there's a reason for that. It's because I work hard, I do a good job, and I market my business properly. So I think there's a lot to learn from my life.
Wow. And I also heard that you're a minister. Is that true?
Absolutely. I tell you what I did. I had so many girls a couple years ago that were falling in love with their clients and getting married. I thought, you know what? I'm just going to become a minister. And I not only became a minister, but I'm also a licensed and sanctioned in the state of Nevada and in Lyon County, where I have all the permits where I can do weddings. I've done many, many, many weddings. And so I'm going to do a lot more. And, Chrissy and I were in San Francisco for Pride Week, and she goes to school there. And she's, 7-8 months now from getting her doctorate in human sexuality. And we watched all the partying and all the fun, and I thought, you know, when it came out the same sex marriage is legal everywhere, I thought, I'm going to use my minister capacity and marry same sex people free, and I'll even pay the license fees.
Really? Well, that's great. Well, take me through the process of becoming a minister, because I always thought that was something that, you know, you had to, that takes time. I mean, did it take you a long time to become a minister?
Well, it took me a little time. We did things online, but I'm all legal and ordained, and I'm ready to go. I mean, Christy came from a very religious background. I thought, well, at least she can tell her family she's with a minister now.
Now, has there been any like pushback since you became a minister, and the entire idea of you performing same-sex weddings? Because this is something fairly new, you know, to people that are not, you know, used to it. So have you gotten any pushback about it?
I don't think so. They just, everybody in Nevada just says, what the heck is he going to do next? That this guy, who knows what he's going to do? But we have weddings here all the time. I mean, look, you can throw your bachelor party, your bachelorette party, you can get married, and you can have your honeymoon all in one spot right here at the Bunny Ranch, and we throw in the bridesmaids.
Hey, you can't beat that. You can't beat, and if you want to have like a bachelor party, you can have it there too.
Absolutely, we have that. And then
the bachelorette party sounds like the fun part.
The receptions.
He has a restaurant / club right across the street. Well, you could still have your, reception at the Bunny Ranch, but if you really want to have a big open space, he has a restaurant right across the street.
Yeah, this is a restaurant nightclub where a lot of entertainers.
It's huge.
For my birthday party, there's always somebody, Too Short, Little John, Two Live Crew, you name it, Afro Man. They've all, the owner of the Lakers and I have a joint birthday party every year. This year it's on September 19th, and I would love to have you coming out here. It's when Flavor Flav and Ron Jeremy host a party, it's going to be a good party.
Oh, yeah, I'll definitely try to make that. Now, Chris, I want to ask you this question. All right. Dennis Hoff, he'll be Senator Hoff, right? And he wants to have a little get together at the White House. Are you coming?
Of course I am. And well, I have some very classy outfits too, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep. And then it may be, you know, maybe President Hillary Clinton in the White House and the first man, Bill Clinton. How would that be?
I'd be great. I'm a huge fan of Bill Clinton, for sure, so that would be great.
And so am I. You know, I'm a big fan of Bill Clinton.
I really like his politics. I don't agree with the whole scandal, obviously, but, I mean, he did do a lot when he was president. I mean, he did open a lot of minimum wage jobs, and I know minimum wage jobs, they're not that much, but, I mean, come on, the economy's so bad. It was so good when he was president. Everybody had jobs, and that's such a big deal.
Yeah, and you get to hang out with Bill again, Dennis. That'd be cool, man.
That would be great.
Well, we did this last year. We had two of our girls on the cover of National Enquirer with Bill. And, in fact, I just got a request from somebody that's doing a book, and they actually want to pay me for that picture. And I said, yeah, hell yeah, you could pay me.
Wow. That's, you know what, this is why I like talking to you, because, you know, you're the man of the people, and I hope you get elected senator in Nevada. And that way I can actually say that I, you know, personally know a senator, because I personally don't know any senators, and I need to know one that's actually cool and one that I can actually talk to. Well, there you have it. Dennis Hoff, American brothel owner, entrepreneur, restaurateur, and possible candidate for Senator of Nevada. So I hope you win. And Chrissy, you were so awesome. I hope I get a chance to talk to you guys pretty soon. And you definitely have to come back on the show once you're officially on the ballot. That way we can talk about more issues that you can solve there in Nevada.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
And, you know, we're gonna get everybody reading my book, The Art of the Pimp. And once they read that, they'll be running me for vice president or something like that.
Yeah, you got my vote. Dennis Hoff, American brothel owner, entrepreneur, and restaurateur. BunnyRanch.com if you want to check them out. Make sure you go to BunnyRanch.com. A lot of cool stuff there. A lot of great-looking women there. And Chrissy's there as well. So make sure you guys check out BunnyRanch.com. We'll be back right after this.